You're listening to SBS News.
After claiming victory on election night, Anthony Albanese was spruiking unity.
I want to seek our common purpose and promote unity and optimism, not fear and division.
But division is what the Prime Minister has created, with crossbenchers furious with his move to cut the number of advisers they can employ. The member for Warringah, Zali Steggall, leading the charge.
He has chosen to create division by basically gagging the crossbench, because the very real impact is hardworking staff that have contributed in the last parliament to all the policy solutions the crossbench has been able to put forward, from truth in political advertising to climate to anti-corruption. Three out of four of those across our offices will lose their jobs.
On Friday, just 2 days before he leaves the country for the NATO summit in Madrid, Mr. Albanese sent a letter to independent and minor party MPs and senators, advising them of his decision. The letter reading,
"In recognition of your role as an independent, i.e. not a member of the government, opposition or the Australian Greens, I propose to allocate you one additional full-time staff member at the advisor classification."
The previous government gave them four advisers who are responsible in part for researching legislation and helping crossbenchers scrutinise and push for changes. One Nation's already threatened to block legislation in the Senate, and in an unlikely show of unity, five crossbench senators released a joint statement condemning the decision, saying,
"The move represents a direct attack on democracy and will serve to only decrease scrutiny on legislation the government will be looking to pass."
Newly elected independent senator and former Wallabies captain David Pocock was one of those who signed the statement.
This being sort of the first interaction with the crossbench, the government have talked about just how big their legislative agenda is, and communities expect senators to be across legislation, to be able to contribute to it and ultimately to either amend it or pass whatever is in the best interest of our communities. And this is going to make it very hard to do that.
A spokesperson for the Prime Minister's office told SBS the staffing allocations are reviewed after every election, and this decision is in response to the growth of the crossbench after the May poll. Adding, Labor relied heavily on the parliamentary library when it was in opposition and believes it will be just as beneficial to crossbenchers. Federal Finance Minister Senator Katie Gallagher told Channel 9 the state of the budget has forced everybody to make cuts.
Each crossbench will have five staff. We'll look at an increase to the parliamentary library to help resource on issues around the parliament, legislation, research, all of those things. But, you know, we're all making cuts and savings. I mean, we've made savings in the order of just over $1 million. I think it's about $1.5 million in relation to staffing our side of the chamber. Mm. And we're having to be sensible going forward. The budget's in a terrible shape and we're all having to tighten our belts.
But Zali Steggall says Labor's promise to boost the resources of the parliamentary library is a fundamental misunderstanding of how MPs operate.
Because the reality is the library staff can only prepare papers or research once given instructions. So you actually have to understand the legislation in the first place to ask them to go and look at it or do a paper on its impact on our communities. Same with parliamentary drafters. They don't come up with the legislation. They put it into the legal language.
The Greens are also angered by their staffing allocation, saying in a statement,
"The move means they will suffer a staffing cut in real terms with no increase in overall staff, despite an increase in the number of Greens parliamentarians."
Their party room increased from 10 to 16 at the recent election. Gareth Borum, SBS News.